Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing James White and his endorsement of Gavin Ortland, which we did a video on Gavin Ortland recently, and I wanted to do sort of a follow-up. And this article that one of my reporters wrote over the weekend is a very good opportunity to do that. I want to talk about what is going on with Gavin Ortland, why he is the fascination of Big Eva, and going to provide some receipts on that as well. And also going to talk about James White. I think this is yet another liberal shift of James White. Again, a lot of the people who fought against social justice in the church are now fracturing on a different social justice issue. And I think James White is part of that. And you saw that, you saw sort of his more or less, I would say it's a liberal view of history to oppose things like the Crusades. It wasn't a very historic argument. I don't think he's good on history because of his view on the Crusades in part. But with that said, this is yet another shift of James White in that he is endorsing a flaming theological liberal who goes to one of the worst churches in the United States, which I've talked about a little bit, but it's going to come up again as I kind of want to break down. You know, last time I talked about Gavin Ortland being the next Tim Keller, but I also think he might be the next Russell Moore in some respects. Actually, I think Russell Moore, he's a couple predecessors away from being Russell Moore, but I think he's on that trajectory, and it's a very bad trajectory. This guy is being groomed to be a sort of Tim Keller, a sort of Russell Moore, because you're not really going to see a whole lot of megachurch pastors. You're not going to see a whole lot of people just groomed into Big Eva who haven't made it out on their own. I think that YouTube is the next frontier for grooming Big Eva people, and Gavin Ortland is the test subject for this. So that's what I'm going to get into and unpack. But first, I want you to know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. We have a patron system that you can support our work. Help support our authors over at Evangelical Dark Web, linked in the description below. Least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast, if you are new. And let's get into James White first. So this is James White. It's a recent video that he did, and it's him endorsing Gavin Ortland from what looks like a hotel room. So here is the clip.
Talk about something else here. I had mentioned, as I was driving last week, that Gavin Ortland had put out a video about the Zaytoun stuff. And I had mentioned then, you know, it's very useful. And then there's been discussion going on online concerning the issue of the canon, as there will always be, but specifically in regards to the deuterocanonical books, or what we call the Apocrypha. Deuterocanonical is the Roman Catholic terminology. But interestingly enough, the very term deuterocanonical points to a reality that Rome has somewhat obscured with its decree at the Council of Trent. So let me just first say, you know, Gavin Ortland puts out a lot of really good stuff. Really, really does. And you can learn a lot of stuff. He puts a lot of time into his videos, and you don't have to agree with all the conclusions. You don't have to, you know, I guess he's an old earth creationist or something like that. Or maybe that's right. He believes that the Noahic flood was local and not global. And so there are things you can go, hey, I disagree about that. And it's funny, I saw people literally.
So let's just add some context to this. Not only did he espouse a view in the local flood, he also lied and fabricated evidence to this claim. Most notably, the one that I covered was when he lied about what Josephus said about the flood. Now, Josephus wrote a book about the history of the Jews, and it's very much a straight up little bit, it's a little bit of a commentary slash summary of the Old Testament, and specifically the book of Genesis. He does not at all espouse a local flood view, and this is a lie that, an easily verifiable lie that Gavin Ortland presented in his video to support a historic precedent for his position. There is no historic precedent for his position outside of theological liberalism, because Gavin Ortlund is an old school theological liberal. So that's something to keep in mind. And that is the type of character, the person, that is the theology of the person that James White is endorsing. I think that theological liberalism is a much worse issue facing the church than Roman Catholicism. But that doesn't get the clicks on YouTube, much like doing the interdenominational debates does.
Truly saying. And they're basically saying, well, if he, how did the guy put it? I just don't know why I would listen to someone who could be so wrong on something like that. And I'm like, okay, you know, I'm not going to try to get this guy angry, but one thing I certainly learned in my theological education, interestingly enough at Fuller, because he did his doctoral degree at Fuller, you have to learn to, you know, I hate the phraseology of the, you know, eat the meat and spit out the bones and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But that really is what you have to do. You have to be able to recognize there are some people that can do some really good work in this area over here. And you may disagree with them over here, but that doesn't change the fact their work over here is really, really useful. Now, if you want to cut yourself off from it and have to do all that work again yourself and, you know, reinvent the wheel, well, okay, fine, do whatever you're going to do. But for most of us, it's...
So again, that's something that's very ironic coming from James White, because this is a guy who's made a lot of enemies that are otherwise people that he could be friends with over minor disagreements. Like, this guy has pretty much anathematized several people in the Reformed Baptist camp. I know he said that I'm like the nastiest guy ever and he wants to spank me, or wants me to have a good spanking, which was kind of gay when he said it, but... I'm not the only one, you know, the Ogden Bros, the Joel Webbin Georgetown people. There's a lot of people he's kind of made unnecessary enemies out of. And, you know, Stephen Wolfe, another person, he can't eat the meat and spit out the bones with someone like Stephen Wolfe. Again, and what is it over? It's over the issue of, natural apologetic method, or Thomism, whatever you want to call that, versus presuppositional apologetics. Again, it's over a very meaningless issue. I'm just going to be real. This is less than a tertiary issue.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
So, what exactly... why does Gavin Ortlund get the pass, but so many people that are actually have good theology... outside of their disagreements with James White, they don't get the pass at all? Why is that, James?
It's like, hey, recognize that you may disagree about something, but someone may have done some really, really good work. Now, my understanding is Gavin Ortlund really doesn't like me. We've never had any correspondence that I'm aware of. I don't think I've ever met him. I don't think he's ever been to any of my debates. I haven't been to any of his, to my knowledge anyways. And so I'm not really sure what that's all about. I've just picked stuff up, little comments that he's made on webcasts and stuff like that, where he's taking little shots at me. And it's like, well, okay, that's fine.
He's a pretty catty individual. Let's be real.
You know, when I commented recently about some of the stuff he said about Catholicism, you know, is it Christian, and, you know, the category issues and stuff like that. And obviously I take a much firmer stance on many of those issues than he does. And so maybe that's what it is. I really don't know. But I don't have any problem saying, hey, Gavin Ortlund's a good source to listen to on all sorts of topics. And, you know, feel free to do so. And I can recommend him. And I he will never recommend me. But that's his loss, not mine. I'm not going to, you know, he may be narrower. It's interesting that he's broader in other areas, but then very narrow in that area. So, yeah, you know, whatever. Okay, fine.
Okay, so that's all the James White I wanted to show, but I wanted to kind of circle back to what is the deal with Gavin Ortland. Now, he is someone that is being astroturfed by Big Eva. They really like this guy for some reason. And I think the reason is nefarious, because you got to recognize the forces of spiritual warfare at play here. I don't have the article up for this already, but Gavin Ortland was selected by the Tim Keller Center to be one of their inaugural fellows. This is a very liberal group that he gets to be a part of, and he's definitely one of the liberals in the group. So, he's alongside several side B theologians in this group, and I would consider Gavin Ortland to be side B because of the church that he goes to, which is Emmanuel Church in Nashville, Tennessee. This church has Russell Moore as a as like a public minister in residence or something like that, while he is the theologian in residence. It also has Sam Alberry, a homosexual pastor who teaches that gay identity and desires are not sin. This is something that is abominable, yet it is taught in Gavin Ortland's church. It is not a Orthodox church for that reason. It is a very compromised church on a very pressing issue in our current culture. Also the church that John Piper's son preaches at. So that's pretty interesting as well. It is a church that trades in celebrity culture, a Christian celebrity culture, to be specific. So for him to be at this church, for him to be preaching alongside or working underneath Sam Alberry, who, and being part of the Tim Keller Center when Tim Keller was, a woke social justice warrior before it was cool. I mean, the guy was doing that in like 2000, but Tim Keller was always a liberal. He was always theologically liberal. He was never orthodox in his views on scripture at all. And Gavin Ortland's kind of like the next Tim Keller in some respects, because YouTube is going to be the pathway for success and influence in the future of Big Eva. That is my bold prediction. And this is an article that I wrote, I believe late last year, where Christianity Today gave Gavin Ortland's book an award. And why did they give him an award? Because he goes to the same church as Russell Moore. So I'm not going to pretend like there's no conflict of interest in this award show. But if Gavin Ortland were orthodox in his theology, if he had sound doctrine, he would not be getting an award by Christianity Today. This is the organization that just went shy of, doing a full endorsement of Kamala Harris. I actually think they cowered out of doing that because of how bad she was. But nonetheless, that is what we're talking about here in terms of which organization's giving him an award. And also, let's check out Church Leaders. This is another liberal outlet. This is a gay-affirming outlet. They are hardcore pushing Gavin Ortland. They're doing coverage for videos that he's done. Why is this gay-affirming outlet? This is the outlet that defended Andy Stanley and also promotes a lot of the Sam Alberry, Preston Sprinkle types, as well as a Mark Yarhouse, who's like the mad Big Eva gender scientist. Why is this organization endorsing Gavin Ortland, giving him positive press, and trying to help astroturf his career in YouTube ministry? Why are they doing that? Why are all these liberal outlets coalescing around Gavin Ortland? Because I think he is their chosen one. Megan Basham did sort of point this out in her book, Shepherds for Sale, about the packaging of Gavin Ortland being good packaging to present liberal ideology to the next generation of Christians. And she specifically talked about that as it relates to climate change, and that Gavin Ortland was advocating for government intervention on climate change. But we also got to point out that in the last video we talked about with Gavin Ortland, he was promoting third wayism, and that the biblical solution is somewhere in the middle between the left and the right, meaning he's trying to move Christianity to the left. Because the reality is, the biblical solution is to the right of the Republican Party. It's not somewhere in the middle of the Republicans and the Democrats. Only a liberal would say that. And that's what Gavin Ortland is, just like his father, Ray Ortland, who is a hardcore theological and political liberal. So that's what's going on here in just a broader picture of spiritual warfare. YouTube is going to be the place where new influencers in Christianity rise and maybe also fall. And, you know, it works both ways. I mean, it works for good and it also works for evil. And my hope is that it can at least work for good more than it works for evil, and that we can expose bad actors like Gavin Ortlund as they come up. So James White is once again demonstrating no discernment, which is a little bit of a pattern, because Michael Brown, I mean, he endorsed Michael Brown for how long, and maybe still does. I don't know if James White has commented on his scandals. But anyway, that's all I got for today. My name is Ray, the Evangelical Dark Web. If you like this content, do also subscribe to the channel, to the podcast, if you are new. Have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King. And we will catch you on the next one.
If one big beautiful bill has left you with one big confusing question, turn to BHM CPA Group. Their experienced professionals break down complex changes in tax law, accounting, and business regulations so you can make informed decisions with confidence. Simplifying the complex is what BHM CPA Group does best. Don't wait. Visit bhmcpagroup.com and let's get to work. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be. Visit bhmcpagroup.com today.
At Care Heating and Cooling, we put you first. You are the reason we're open 7 days a week and why it's easy to schedule service at careheatingandcooling.com. Your safety is why we check every gas furnace for carbon monoxide. And it's because of you that our techs are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. So it's no surprise that last year Care was awarded a BBB Torch Award for Ethics, because at Care, we're committed to doing business right. Call Care at 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.